This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sir, I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin to a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Son, I'm just going to tell you this one time.
Yes, sir.
You want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
Yes, sir. The Don and Mike Show.
You would give blood just to hear their show. Don and Mike.
Down the straight. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
All right, we'll reset. And let's welcome new station, The Game.
The Game?
At Houston, Texas. 1560 on your dial.
That's almost
police band
unscrewing
radio.
The dial, isn't it?
It's way up there.
Police band, man.
In Houston? Did you say Houston?
Going back to Houston.
Houston.
However, we've gained wattage. The last station we're on literally was 500 watts.
Yes.
This one, they say, is 50,000 watts.
50,000 watts of Texas power.
50,000 watts that I'm sure goes 100 degrees away from Houston.
Oh, come on now. Houston, if it's 50,000 watts in Houston, we remember how large Houston is.
And now Mr. Nance can listen.
That's right. Jim Nance, our good friend.
Rob's referring to his dad and the old folks.
Oh, Mr. Nance Sr.
Yes, Nance Jr. He lives in Connecticut.
But Nance Jr. is a season ticket holder for the Texans.
Never been to a game, guys.
Listen, here are the ingredients for success.
Mm-hmm.
First, we're time shifted.
Yes.
So they run the show from 6 to 10 Perfect. Instead of running it live.
Oh, good.
Second, well, what can you say about a dial position as sexy as 1560?
1560.
And third, let me just say, you know, I'm glad you guys have picked up the show on behalf of everyone. Very imaginative, calling it The Game.
The Game. I would imagine that is some sort of sex talk. human interest, women's issues.
Contemporary hit radio.
Oh, sports.
Yes. Sports.
The
sports
game.
Talk.
The game. The jock. Well, the ball.
Well, you know what? It's one of our larger markets now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's huge.
So what is what's 0% of 5 million?
A lot. A whole bunch.
I'm already predicting our audience share.
See, I may look askance on the Boston Red Sox, but on our affiliates, you'll never get anything but positive out of me.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Enjoy your free show.
Well, seriously, welcome. Welcome to the people in Houston.
Howdy, Houston!
Whoever's listening. If anybody's listening.
I used to like the Gatlin brothers a lot.
Hey, what's happening, Belcher?
Hello. Oh, delightful.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. And even better, we're on at night on AM.
I got myself a pair of boots down in Texas one time.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
That they're just like the finest boots I own. They're sure. My favorites.
Good relatable, Mike.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I would imagine that is some sort of...
That's us.
Hey.
I recognize that. That's us.
Yes. Now do you have it turned down properly?
Hello.
Thank the gentlemen for many hours of pleasurable entertainment.
The gentlemen are here.
Hello.
You're speaking to the gentleman.
Hello, Mr. Turd.
What is one of our larger markets?
Huh?
Why are you turning your radio up?
Dumbass, don't listen to the radio. It's the past.
A lot. Okay.
Hello. Hello, dummy.
Now, come on. Are you with us? Hello?
I'm here.
Turn your radio down.
Turn it up?
All the way down.
No, that's right. Turn it up as loud as it goes.
I didn't make that. Thank you.
It goes louder than that.
And he's got a phone that drops out, too.
Like that?
Cementing his reputation as the caller of the week.
Mike, it's only Monday you're giving that award.
Exactly.
Way too early.
Exactly.
Way too early.
Don and Mike, even better, we're on at night on AM. I got myself a pair of boots.
You know, we should hang up on that guy, but you know what is weird about me and Mike, even after all these years?
Still enjoy it.
Hearing ourselves on the radio.
Sure. And really, with all the abuse that we took, still enjoy seeing us on the television as well. Or did you not? Are you jumping off that one?
She stands alone there.
You were miserable seeing yourself on television?
It was a 100% waste of time.
It was the CBS Evening News being piped out to millions of homes all over America.
Mm-hmm. That was a handy that did not even result in a trickle.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, please. At my home, it was a gusher.
Gigantic.
Peter North.
Really? You know where that show went? You know who watched that?
Who?
People in Houston, Texas. That listened to 1560 AM, The Game.
At night.
Right.
People who listen to 1560 AM at night.
Somebody must.
I couldn't be happier unless my wife was flying cross country.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
You know, that is Mike. Hold on there. Yeah, Mike, that is a coincidence.
Why?
Because just moments ago, Rob, in a private conversation with his wife, learned that she would be once again leaving him for an elongated period of time.
Our Rob?
Only 6 days, Don.
Only 6 days.
It'll seem much longer.
I heard it presented as an elongated period of time.
Well. Well, yes. Then I'm so glad I said it then.
She's taking a holiday. She's going to the vacation resort known as Iowa.
Iowa.
I think she'll have a good... She's taking the kids, Don.
Oh, she's taking the kids.
Yes, she is.
What do you do for 6 days?
How hard
do you think it's going to be to push them all in the plane tomorrow?
I don't know.
Physically stand at the door and with your foot push them in the plane.
All I know is I was reading online now that the FAA suggests you get to the airport 10 hours before your flight departs.
That's good.
Seriously, you would have thought, Rob. Well, Rob was doing the Snoopy dance.
He was doing a great dance and amusing us greatly.
Well, I didn't know. Because
take a car, take a ferry, take anything you want.
Rent a car and buy me some beer before you rent the car, but then rent a car.
Because the deal is the wife is supposed to go out of town, but she's moved the trip up, correct?
Well, no. There was some overlapping plans with her
That's
father.
The way you talk to her, too, when it comes to your wife. You kind of go,
I've seen you get excited. You stammer, too.
Not like you do
She's
with your wife.
Going to visit her father, and there was some coordination troubles with the plans, and they worked out. She's leaving tomorrow.
It's amazing how accommodating Rob is, like we all are. And really, I'll throw myself into that bus as well.
I think we're all in the same boat.
How accommodating a fellow is when he's helping his wife to get the F out of Dodge.
To go 2,000 miles away, yeah.
You hear Rob on the telephone.
Any car you want.
Yes. I told her to rent a Cadillac.
Is there anything I could do to help? And I actually hear him talking about what the kids need for the plane. Well, I think coloring books and crayons.
Gum.
Yes, gum. Gum is good.
That's what that's the thing that they cracked me up when it was gum and coloring books.
Well, they've never flown before. And, you know,
good.
Kids, the ears pop.
You're being helpful.
Yeah. And let's buy the gum early.
You're being helpful because you care.
I do care.
Cares deeply.
You're going to be solo flying it for 6 days.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that something?
What do you do when you're... Don has gone into great detail about, you know, what he does when he's flying solo, and it's wonderful.
The first thing I do is I get the house straight, because I know the house will stay straight.
Uh-huh. See, he's different than the average bear there. You think of guys, the cliche is...
He's kind
of
queer like
he's
that,
He's kind of gay
he?
That way.
The first thing he wants to do is, vacuum.
I'm a flaming homosexual.
But no, it's like very... That is the polar opposite from the average guy. You know, the movie
it's so great when things stay straight.
Any man, though, says, hold on, let me just draw this distinction. Will you make your bed?
No, I won't.
Will you put all your food away after you eat it?
There's never any left.
Okay, all right. But you straight.
Chances are I will eat out of the container, so there'll be no need to do
but
that.
But are you a neatnik that way? You like the house
Certain
to be in
things.
Order.
My desk will be straight. Okay. All the CDs will be straight.
All of his little dolls will be in order.
Will there be anything in your house that'll be messy?
No. No, I'll straighten and it'll stay nice. Mm-hmm.
And is that what you are most looking forward to at this point?
No.
What are you most looking forward to?
Cold beer and watching anything I want to on television from the moment I get home to the moment I pass out.
That's nice.
That's okay. That's all right.
A boy can
do. Is that straight or gay?
That's straight.
That's 100%
straight. That's very straight. Right. The straightening part, though, is because you think of the cliche, as I was about to say, the guys, you know, with crap all over the floor and, you know, where you order out. You never cook. Do you cook for yourself?
No.
You won't cook for yourself?
No. I think he already said that all the food comes in containers that just throw
away.
I'm
so close to the Price Club now. I just go to the Price Club usually.
Nice. Okay. All right.
I might do pizza, might do Chinese.
All right.
Maybe a hot dog. Might cook a hot dog.
You know what that means for me? I'm going to get a drunk phone call.
Every night.
Every night. Every night this week I'm going to get the drunk. Hey, buddy!
Now, we'll sign off at about 6:55. I'll call Carrie at 7 on the way home.
Right.
And be done with that.
It's out of the way.
Because cool. I'll be sober and I'll say, what happened? And this is good and that's nice. Let me speak to the Robert. Good. Yeah, let me speak to Julia. Good. Let me speak to your mom. Good. Good night.
Will you
and
visit?
And then it's running with my hands over my head screaming.
I almost hesitate to ask you this.
No, ask.
Will you visit premium channels that Don and I occasionally visit?
I can't.
You can't.
Shows up on the bill.
Right.
Shows up on the bill.
All right. Okay.
Do you want a DVD?
Would you like a DVD?
I would.
I mean, you're going to be alone for 6 days.
That would be great.
I have some, too.
Would you like Housewives Unleashed? Or would you like some of my...
Nothing that has to do with wives.
Would you like some of my Handies Across America?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. Really?
Buzz, will you choose one for me?
Absolutely.
That would be great.
I may have one here.
Wow!
Isn't that
fantastic.
Something?
Fantastic.
Look around.
Yeah, sometimes he stays after the
okay,
show.
So
that'll
you're
be good.
Okay, Spiewak.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That's fine.
That'd be good.
You're okay, Spiewak. Spiewak, you're not gay, even though you're going to vacuum your house when you get home.
And in that case, I won't be in Wednesday. Lock the doors and the windows.
Rob will not be. He's on the unable to playlist today due to a dislocated shoulder.
Scream all you want.
My fingers hurt.
You can bring that up, but I will tell you that this weekend I happened upon some time, and rather than going to the DVD, I wanted the excitement of buying the six channels at once.
Yeah.
And all six channels, nothing that did it for Daddy.
Oh, wow. I hate
that.
That happens to me all the time.
Wow.
Channel number one was like guys wearing clown makeup.
Was it Clips?
Yes.
Spice Clips.
Yes. And it was like...
I know them all.
It was like Freaks and Fetishes. Uh-huh. And it was just guys in clown makeup. And it's okay, that didn't do it.
Was there a girl there?
Yes.
Okay,
but still,
right.
The next one was the Playboy channel.
Playboy TV.
And they were actually having a discussion.
Yeah, boo.
It's like, you're buying porn, and you turn the channel on, and there are people talking about BJs.
Unless it's that Nightline or Night Trips or whatever they have.
No, it was like a guy at a desk.
Nightline.
That's horrible.
Huh. Then nude Nightline.
Club Jenna.
The next one was Club Jenna.
Is that Club Jenna or 10?
Both of those are Jenna channels.
Okay.
Anyway, the first one was strictly all ass. And then the next one was just a bunch of greasy, dirty goth people.
Oh, there was one that I saw the other day that was tattoo. Like do me tattoo. I know what it was. It was on my tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
The fifth one was barely legal, and is really she was, so I changed there.
That ought to be illegal.
And then the sixth one that I thought had a shot was big black booty, but as it turns out...
Hustler TV.
As it turns out, yes, it was erotica, but it was just fat black chicks doing each other.
Oh, no, forget it.
So it's like it was $14, six channels.
That's terrible.
To quote that Bruce Springsteen song, 100 channels and nothing's on. I paid my channels and ended up having to go up and use the biggest sexual organ in my body, my brain.
Hey, kudos to you, though.
I did.
That's fantastic.
I did as I looked outside.
You know, I
looked in my backyard.
You know, for my birthday.
Standing in my bedroom window. Look! Look at this.
Take a look at it.
Make it rain.
Buzz got me, 500 DVDs?
Yes.
And I've still gone to the channels.
Sure, because, variety.
And I hate it when you think with six channels.
I'm telling you, though.
You think you'd find something in there. No, I mean, if it's gross, I'm not with it. I'm not staying with it.
All six. And I went, and I incidentally went back like an hour later when the movies, in essence, should have rolled over some of them to new titles.
Mm-hmm. I like the starts of movies. I like the start of...
Me too.
Do you enjoy that where they're getting going? Because it's kind of like you're really eavesdropping.
It's perfect because you know what you're going to get. First, you're going to see the girl naked.
Yep.
And then you're going to see him do some stuff to her.
Right.
And then he's going to get naked.
Right.
And normally, when she starts, that's when it's Peter North time. Mm-hmm. Movie's over.
Right. Yeah. We're on the same page.
Our work here is through.
And I also like the endings.
The endings are good too. If you get to the very end, it's the middle part where they do the editing. That makes the guy seem like he can last for 10 hours.
And please, you know, we are more sophisticated than you give us credit. When I see that one grind move, don't repeat it over and over again.
No. When are they going to stop? I would like to see shorter, full-length pornos. I would like to see real time.
What's an ideal length?
What I think is this is how they could market it. Look, I do believe, seriously, that is an area of consumerism, where new ideas are always welcome. Mm-hmm. And what they should remember, that the all nude, no condoms, that one porno guy that we had, no. Kick-Ass video. Remember, he said that. How about that? What? How about this? No. How about this? If you actually marketed it as real time porno,
time saver.
Now I know you'll say, "Oh, that's amateur." I don't want amateur. I think like skinny, pasty amateur.
Every guy that's sitting there on his couch with his pants down on the floor watching that, the second time you see that loop start, you go,
"Yeah,
oh, hold on a
second.
Yeah,
what are you doing? You're lengthening the process, and it's not real. It's fake."
Can we please make the sound effects sync up to the action?
Yes.
That's happening.
That's when you know you got a real low-budget film, too.
If the chick says something like, ooh-wee-wee, I don't want to hear that 10 times.
Yeah.
With the exact same inflection.
And they've been doing that forever with the repeat, repeat, repeat. Real time. Do it in real time. You know what? For two reasons. I'd like it to be competitive. You see how long a guy really does last, and that's it. And you know why they really can't do that? Because I've read about the industry. They can't do that because a lot of the times the guys are, you know, they have to stop. They have to change camera locations. Uh-huh. They have to, yeah, the guys aren't motivated, if you know what I mean, and that screws things up, too. So, you know, who knows? But I'd love to see him try it, you know. Make it the first time they're shot. They can't screw up the camera angles and go for it. One shot deal.
A waste of $15.
Yes.
And a one shot deal. That could be the name of the company.
One shot
promotions.
One shot productions.
Michael Merritt.
That's nice. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Buzz.
Hey.
Rob.
Hello.
Come on, it's not roll call. What's happening?
Hey. Is a real gay for this Peter North guy. Well, I mean, what's so good about him? I never heard of him or seen him. How can I get a DVD?
The word is respect, sir.
My friend, let me just say something to you. Have you ever seen the movie Spider-Man?
Yeah.
All right. Do you know how Spider-Man can shoot his web?
Right.
So that he can, like, swing from skyscraper to skyscraper?
Peter exactly.
Peter North can do that with his junk, with his goo.
Really?
When you see him, you'll know why the respect.
Right.
Instead of coming out of the palm of his hand like with Spider-Man, it comes out of Peter North's thing.
Well, sometimes it looks... Oh, I'm not going to go into that detail.
Yes,
right.
It does.
It actually creates the illusion. Yeah.
That's right.
No, it's our undying respect for PN.
Well, where can I get a DVD?
Who's gay now?
Right.
He's a fan.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the thing about Peter North. Seriously, would you rather have a squirt gun or a super soaker?
The second super soaker.
There you go.
Right. Right.
You go. We've answered the question.
Who's gay now?
Welcome.
Gay, 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 gay.
Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye.
Bye, faggot.
Bye.
See you later.
He got what he wanted.
Gay like us. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Queer as Folk.
Hey, I totally agree with you, Mike. They need to shorten it up. And I don't know about you guys, but I like to start when the dude starts and be finished by the time he's finished. And if the whole timing thing is totally screws it up.
That, to me, would be cool. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think that really...
If we're just spitballing and brainstorming...
Yeah,
yeah.
If you really want to go with a niche...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How about you have a 2-minute porno? 3-minute porno?
Yeah.
4-minute porno?
Absolutely.
Saying to the guy, when you're going to sit down in your easy chair... Maybe you've got limited time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the family has just gone up the street.
There was one on the channels that I saw one time. It was a competition, and it was a competition.
So you could finish
to see
fast,
how fast the lady was doing the
right,
and it was how fast, and it was the Olympics. They did they ran for a while. It was the sex Olympics they had, and it was how fast. And I found that to be just about the neatest thing I've ever seen.
But what about if you took one shot productions,
right,
and you said to the consumer, maybe you've only got 2 minutes,
right,
and in that 2 minutes you want her to get naked,
yep,
you want all the stuff done,
yep,
and you want to make it rain,
yeah.
But then what if you've got 5 minutes,
right?
What if you really want to pamper yourself,
right,
and give yourself 10 minutes of unadulterated pleasure?
Yeah.
You pop in your 2-minute, your 3-minute, your 10-minute.
Choose.
You know
time.
What? Let's find an investor.
Executive edition.
This is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Rob, I want you to star.
Thank you, Don.
I'm out.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.